Steve McCombs was out hiking last week in an area about 3 miles west of Fort Greely's Missile Defense Base, headed toward a couple of ponds he likes to fish in, when he heard a siren followed by an announcement blared out over the post's loudspeaker system.
I was, you know, walking in there and then starting to hear these announcements and then starting to kind of get a little bit startled.
McCombs is a retired school teacher and state forestry dispatcher who lives in nearby Delta Junction. And he, like most people who live around Greeley, has for years heard announcements over the post's loud PA system that's called the Giant Voice. But he says the announcement he heard July 30th calling for people on post to take shelter was pretty unsettling.
Figured, you know, there may have been something happened with the North Koreans again.
McCombs was referring to common knowledge among the locals that Greeley's security level is elevated whenever North Korea launches missiles. Post spokesman Chris Maestas declined to confirm that and deferred to the Missile Defense Agency, which didn't respond to queries. Maestas says announcements went out 5 times over the past 2 weeks, twice each on July 24th and 30th, and again on Tuesday. Each was preceded by North Korean missile launches that weren't part of an attack, but rather apparently for a display of saber rattling.
The announcement is a shelter-in-place notification. So go indoors, close windows or doors. If you're in the vehicle, go ahead and roll up your windows. Turning off any intake fans or high ventilation intake systems.
Maestas says the precautions are intended to minimize the chances of human exposure to the toxic exhaust that's blasted out of an interceptor's solid fuel booster upon launch. That's not a problem when the interceptors take off from remote launch facilities, like the one at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, where 2 interceptors were launched during a March 25th test.
3, 2, 1... Ignition.
But Greeley's missile base is located about a half mile from its residential area, and post officials say it may also be necessary to tape plastic over vents, windows, doors, and electrical outlets and switches, and then hole up in a shelter-in-place room, like a bathroom, and close the door. That's where one person who lives on post took shelter during the July 30th alerts. She asked not to be identified and declined to talk on tape, but she says the whole ordeal was scary, especially because it went on so long. McCombs, the hiker, noticed the same thing.
I would say that it went on for at least a half hour.
McCombs says as he was listening, he wondered whether he too should try to find shelter, then realized he was way out on the trail, an hour away from his vehicle.
Going out for a quiet day in the woods and then you hear all this chatter that's coming over the air. I started thinking it was a drill, and as it went on, I thought, well, maybe something happened.
Maestas, the post spokesman, says Greeley's behavioral health workers haven't seen an uptick in requests for counseling to relieve anxiety caused by the announcements. He suspects that's mainly because those who live and work on post know what they've signed up for.
I think when you take a job here, being assigned to Fort Greely, whether you're a soldier, civilian, family, a tenant, you really understand the importance of the mission being conducted here. It's all about ballistic missile defense of the United States.
According to Maestas, the length of the 5 recent shelter-in-place alerts lasted from 5 to 25 minutes each. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.